Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Samach. Can you imagine? We just started this Masechet and we're already holding on daf Samach. That's crazy. Okay. And we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah, and since Richie showed his face, I'm sure the reason he showed his face was because he was just dying to give us an intro, and there he comes. HaPesach Sheshachato L'Shelo L'Shmo. Now, before we get into this Mishnah, let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that would pasul a korban in general, and the other issues that would pasul a korban Pesach. So it's important to remember that there are four and only four avodot where just thinking the wrong thing, according to almost all the Rishonim, just thinking means actually articulating what you had thought about, is enough to pasul the korban. And those would be the act of shechita, kabbalah of the dam, holacha of the dam, and zrika of the dam on the mizbeach. On those four occasions, if somebody has a machshava, let's say of pigel, where he has in mind that he's going to do an aveda, do a zrika rather, or a hakrova, shelo bizmano, or shelo bimekomo, he would be able to pasul the entire korban by virtue of that machshava. Now, there's only two places where you can also pasul a korban with a machshava of shelo lishmo. There's two types of shelo lishmo. The shelo lishmo you have in mind that you're shechting, or being mekabel, or being heilech, or being zayrek, you have in mind that you're doing that for a different korban. Let's say you bring a korban shlamim, and you have in mind that you're going to bring it as an eila. Now that shelo lishmo is one form of shelo lishmo. There's another form of shelo lishmo, which is shelo lishem ba'alav. So you have in mind that you take Reuven's korban, and in your mind you're doing the shechita, or you're doing the kabbalah, or the holacha, or the zrika for somebody else, for Shimon. Now those two machshavas will not pasul another korban, except for a korban Pesach and for a korban Chatas. When it comes to all the other korbanas, they will affect the korban, but they will only affect it in that the owner is going to have to bring an additional korban of that type, but that korban itself is kosher and it's eaten by the kohanim, and so on and so forth. When it comes to a korban Pesach, the machshava shelo lishmo, which we learn out from Pesach Hu, and that means it has to remain a Pesach. You can't do something to it that is going to be shelo l'shem Pesach or shelo l'shem this particular Pesach and other bailim. So it's only the korban Pesach and the chatas that will actually be pasul. And therefore, our Mishnah is going to focus specifically on the dinim of the korban Pesach, where, first of all, there are halachas of shelo l'shmo, two types of shelo l'shmo. And as we continue on into the parak, we're going to see that there are other types of very special psulim by the korban Pesach, which would include the fact that a korban Pesach must be eaten. And none of the other korbanas do we have such a concept that without the eating, the korban itself is not considered to be a kosher korban. What's more, the korban Pesach has to be eaten specifically by those who are registered, minuyin, on the korban Pesach. Furthermore, there are certain limitations on a korban Pesach. For instance, it cannot be brought for an arel, or it cannot be brought for someone who is nisnach ruma'asev laviv shebashamayim, which is the idea of arle lev as opposed to arel basar, and other psulim, such as for a zokin or for a chole. These are all things that apply uniquely to korban Pesach, and we'll be talking about a machshava in that direction later on. But let's talk about the most obvious issue of machshava's psul for a korban Pesach, which would be shelo lishmo. So here is our Mishnah. A Pesach sheshachto shelo lishmo, or you were mekabel the dam shelo lishmo, or you walked with the dam to mizbeach, which is actually an aveda that's called holacha shelo lishmo, or you were zorek the dam shelo lishmo, or you might have mixed messages here. You might have done the aveda lishmo and shelo lishmo, or first shelo lishmo and then lishmo, in all of these cases, it's posel. Now, this is very unclear. Does this mean that you did aveda number one lishmo and number two shelo lishmo? Is that what you mean? And or number one shelo lishmo, number two lishmo? Or do you mean you did any of these four avedas with a combination of thoughts? First thinking lishmo and then thinking shelo lishmo, or first thinking shelo lishmo and then thinking lishmo? Now that is a totally different question, because that question revolves around whether, we've had this machlokas before, whether we go in the case, remember the famous case where a guy says he wants it to be a tmuras eila and shlomim. So do we say only the first part of his machshava counts, which is Rabbi Meir Shita, Tvos Toshon Rishon, or do we say, no, it can be both a tmuras eila and a tmuras shlomim, and you wait until it gets a mum, and you sell it, and you use the proceeds to buy both a shlomim and an oil. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Now, obviously, the question revolves around whether, once a person makes a commitment to a particular course of action, is his additional thought considered to be a mix, or is it an attempt to change his mind for which it's too late? All of this we'll be talking about. So the Mishnah is unclear. What does it mean over here? So what would I mean, says the Mishnah? Ketzad lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Well, lishmo would mean I did something l'shem Pesach. And then, again, either I did the same thing at the same time I was doing it l'shem shlomim, or I did one thing like the shchita l'shem Pesach, and I did another thing like the zrika l'shem shlomim. That would be lishmo v'shelo lishmo. How about shelo lishmo v'lishmo? Would be, for instance, I first start off with l'shem shlomim, then I say l'shem Pesach. Boy, Rav Papa, what are we talking about in the Mishnah? Are we talking about that you said both thoughts in the same Aveda? Or are we talking about that you said one thought in one Aveda and one thought in the other Aveda, which is an entirely different issue? So, boy, Rav Papa, ba'avoda achat nan, o b'shtei avodot nan. If we're talking about Avodah Achat, and we're saying that although you began doing this Avodah properly, the very fact that you added a Machshava Shelo Lishma afterwards will passel that very Shchita that you did correctly at the beginning, then that would only work according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi, in the question we mentioned earlier about Tumuras Eila, Tumuras Shlomim, he says that you have to take into consideration both statements, and Af Bigmar Dvarava Dam Nitfas. But if it would be going like Rabbi Meir, then the Mishnah wouldn't make any sense. Because Rabbi Meir says, when you have a contradiction in what it is that the person articulates as his Machshava, we always say Tvos Loshon Rishon. So if we're saying that the Mishnah is referring to one Aveda, then the Mishnah is committing itself to the approach of Rabbi Meir, because of Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's an irrelevant question. Or perhaps the Mishnah is going according to everybody. And the Mishnah is simply saying, Shtei Avodot, meaning you did the Shchita with one Machshava, you did the Zrika with another Machshava. You did the Holocha with one Machshava, you did the Kabbalah with another Machshava. So that would be even according to Rabbi Meir, because there's no reason why what you think about Avoda A is supposed to define what you're thinking about Avoda B. Over there, we don't say Tvos Lashon Rishon. It wouldn't have any meaning. So that would be going, even I leave it to Rabbi Meir who says Tvos Lashon Rishon, that's meaningful as a concept only where we're dealing with a change within the same context. Zani mili b'avoda achat, avo b'shtei avodot, he would be made that certainly mifsa. So therefore, I would like you to explain the Mishnah. Says, what exactly are you asking? Because there were two cases in the Mishnah, right? One case is l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo, and the other case was shelo l'shmo v'lishmo. Now, the statement of the two possibilities that Rav Papa just made, I mean, which one of the two cases was he talking about? If he was talking about where we started off with shelo lishmo and then we moved to lishmo, I mean, it has no meaning. That's a ridiculous question. Because the moment you said shelo lishmo, you messed it up. That's it. You certainly can't suddenly fix it. Nobody said you could fix it by changing your mind. The most that Rabbi Yossi said was that you know, you can also count the last part. But also counting the last part is not going to help you because you already messed it up by saying the first part. So in that case, if you're referring to shelo lishmo v'lishmo, what's the difference? Whether it's b'avodah achad, whether it's two avodot, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi would agree in that, that once you made it possible, you possibly become aita, you can't turn around and suddenly magically undo what you did, can you? Can't take a possible carbon Pesach and make it a kosher carbon Pesach by saying some magical incantation over it, that now it's lishmo. What good is that? All Rabbi Yossi said was that Av Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas Itle. He says we also take into consideration what he said at the end of his statement. He didn't say only what he said at the end. So therefore, Rav Papa's question is only relevant to the case of Lishmo v'shelo Lishmo. If I started off doing it right, would I be able to mess up the carbon within the same Aveda by talking about a shelo Lishmo after I already began doing it right? So then it can't be like Rabbi Meir. Okay, that's a good point. So what's it referring to in that case? Is it referring to two separate machshavas and two separate avedas? Or is it referring to a single aveda and a mixture of machshavas within that single aveda? Okay, here's your answer. Toshma. It says like this. HaPesach sheshachato shelo lishmo. Kibel, v'ilech, v'zarak, shelo lishmo. So now, explain to me what that means. Echidami. All of those cases. I mean, certainly it doesn't mean you did all of the above. It doesn't mean and, right? Didn't mean you had to do all four avodas? Shachat shelo lishmo, kibel shelo lishmo, alach shelo lishmo, zarak shelo lishmo. That's crazy. You certainly do not need all of them. So lo meliyad mechashev lekulo. The halacha is that any one of the four avodas will pasul. So the moment that you did the shechita shelo lishmo, mikamaita ifsela, you already pasuled your carbon pesach right at that point, correct? Okay. So then the only way to read the Mishnah is or. You either did the shechita or the kabbalah or the halacha or the zrika, right? So then elalav achikatani. HaPesach sheshachato shelo lishmo, or, okay, let's think about what the or is. The or would be, you did the shechita lishmo, and then you did the zrika, or the kabbalah shelo lishmo, or you did the shechita and the kabbalah and the halacha lishmo, and then you did the zrika shelo lishmo. I mean, that's what or means, right? It means that you start off doing it one way, and then you do it another way, correct? So it must be saying like this. The Pesach, you shechted it shelo lishmo. Or, you shechted it lishmo, but kibel v'yilech v'zorak shelo lishmo. Or, maybe you did the shechita, and the kabbalah, and the holacha. You did everything lishmo, and then you just did, because how else do you say the word or? Or, you just did the zrika shelo lishmo. Okay, so then that means that the whole first part of the Mishnah, my friend, was talking about two avodot, correct? Was talking about doing the shechita correctly and the kabbalah incorrectly, let's say, right? Or doing the kabbalah correctly and then doing the zrika incorrectly. That's what it's, there's no other way to read the Mishnah. So then if the first part of the Mishnah is talking about shtei avodot and you have two machshavas in two avodot, so now I want you to look at the end of the Mishnah and see how that would work out, okay? Ema Sefer, because the Mishnah now is contrasting the first part to the second part. So here's the second part of the Mishnah. Shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo. What would be the case? Okay, I ask you, tell me. If it's also talking about two avodos, it's just repeating the resha, right? You said in the resha that if you did either the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, or the zrika, you did any of them, shelo lishmo, or any of them you started off, that means the previous one, lishmo. Okay, so you've already discussed the case of lishmo v'shelo lishmo. So what are you starting a new discussion now in the safe and say, what if you did it, lishmo v'shelo lishmo, in two avodas? That's ridiculous. You just said that. The only way to understand the safe is that the safe is talking about b'avodah achat, because otherwise it's repeating the resha. Ha-ha! So therefore, you have no choice but to learn that the Sefer is saying that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Meir, and we're talking about Bavodah Achat, and you actually added the Machshava within the context of the same Avodah, and it's going Alib and Rabbi Yossi, Yidiyomer Af, Bigmar Devarav, Adam Nitfas, QED. Says the Gemara, that's pretty smart, but not smart enough. Because there's an alternative that you didn't consider. And this is actually an amazing alternative. It's possible that the Mishnah itself is really also in both the Reisha and the Sefer talking about Shtei Avodot. And it's not repetitious in the least. How is that? I'll explain it to you. Olam Shtei Avodot. However, let us introduce a new concept, which the Mishnah may well be addressing. And this is a very serious issue that's raised in Zvachim. When we talk about having a machshava at an aveda, now there's two ways of understanding a machshava at an aveda. A machshava at an aveda would mean, perhaps, when I do the zrika, I'm doing it shelo lishmo. When I'm doing the shkita, I'm doing it shelo lishmo. Okay, how about if, while I'm doing the shkita, I have the machshava to do the zrika shelo lishmo? How about that? Is that considered to be a psul machshava because the machshava was about one of the avodas that will be done shelo lishmo? Or is a machshava only at the time that you're doing that particular avoda? The technical term for that is mechashvim me'avoda la'avoda. Can you have a machshava in avoda A that will define the nature of avoda B? So my thought at the time of the Kabbalah could affect what it is that the halacha would be done for, and it would be, even if I never did it. I just thought I was going to do it at the time of the Kabbalah. I said, I'm going to be walking this down to the Mizbeach, thinking the whole time about bringing it as a shlomim, and I didn't do that at all. So I was a good boy, right? No. If you hold mechashmi avoda l'avoda, it's too late. You already had the machshava itself, and that would passel it. Amazing. So that is the idea of mechashmi avoda l'avoda. Now, if there is such concept, that would explain why the Sefer is not repetitious. Because one would be talking about the machshava at the actual time of the avoda. The other one would be talking about the machshava within a first avoda about what the later avoda would be. Aha. So therefore, the Mishnah can actually be completely fantastic kiddush, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer, and in all cases be going Alibi to Rebbe Meir perfectly well, and it would be talking about within the two separate Avedas, and the differences that the Reisha of the Mishnah would be talking about, that you're at the Shechita, you're doing the Shechita right now, and you're thinking about what you're doing the Shechita for, that would be Lishma, and then you're at the Kabbalah, and you're thinking about what you're doing the Kabbalah for. So he may be at the Zrika, and be thinking about the Zrika, but the Sefer is talking about that you are shechting the carbon currently, but you're thinking about what you are going to do at the time of Zrika now at the Shechita, even though you didn't do it. So you say to yourself, Hareni shocheta ta pesach Lishma, in order, lizrok damosha lo lishma. And therefore, the need for this repetition would be that the Mishnah is coming to tell me that you can be mechashev from one avoda to another avoda, and that was exactly what Rav Papa was asking. I know by the Rav Papa, according to Rashi, that means this is what Rav Papa asked in Mesechet Zvachim. And according to Tosfos, it doesn't make any sense because in Masechet Zvachim, we have the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that says, Beferish b'chashmim avodah l'avodah. Why bring, that's the question, instead of saying, and that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. So it must be what it's saying is, this is what Rav Papa meant to ask at the beginning, right after the Mishnah here, when Rav Papa asked, are we talking about one avodah, or are we talking about two avodahs? So now we understand that we could be talking about two avodahs if we hold mechashmi avodah l'avodah. Beautiful. Okay, anyway, so now you see things are not as easy as you thought. So can you bring any kind of proof to the question? Is the issue of lishma v'shelo lishma a function of the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, about whether tvos loshen rishon or af bigmar dvarav adam nitvas? Or is it a completely different issue which has to do with the question of within two avodas? Once I was koveya, the shame of the kashrus, what the din would be by destroying it with the next avoda. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's take a look again at that last case. Okay, here's the last case in the Mishnah. Or you shechted it shelo lishmo and lishmo. And then it's possible. So tell me what the case is. If you're talking about two separate avodas, I mean, really now, do you need to tell me that? You already told me that if you did everything lishmo, you did the shechita, you did the kabbalah, you did the holacha, and only the zrika was done shelo lishmo, tough. It's no good because you had one of the avodas done shelo lishmo. So do you really need to tell me, and if you started with shelo lishmo right at the beginning, it's also possible. It's sort of obvious, isn't it? I mean, hashta lishmo v'shelo lishmo, you said even when you started it right, you can mess it up by having a machsheva shelo lishmo. So do I really need to tell me that shelo lishmo v'lishmo, me boy? Is it necessary to state it all? So it's got to be that the whole point in the Mishnah would be talking about ba'avoda achas. Okay, so then I need to know both of them. In other words, if I had a machshavas lishmo and only then shelo lishmo, so that comes to tell me Rebbe Meir is wrong and that we are also going to be machshiv, the last part of his machshava. And as far as where it says I started shelo lishmo and then I changed my mind, that's coming to tell me not to think that in a case where I contradict myself, we only go according to the end and we say that the person adjusted himself, which is one of the shitas actually back in Temura. So I would need both of those cases. That makes sense that we're talking about b'avodah achat. And if that's the case, if the last case is talking about and doesn't make any sense, if it isn't referring to avodah achat, so then that means that the reisha, the Mishnah as a whole, would be going Aliba to Rabbi Yossi. That seems to prove it. Says the Gemara, nope, even that doesn't prove it. No. It could, even the last case could be talking about Shtei Avodot, and the truth is, you'd be 100% right. Bedinu Deloitte Strichali, it isn't that there's a Chiddush. It's just that sometimes a Mishnah keeps things parallel. So once we already put in Lishmo v'Shelo Lishmo and explained it, we also say the case of Shelo Lishmo v'Lishmo to keep the Mishnah parallel. So it's not 100% approved. Okay. Let's look at the next Mishnah. If you look at the next Mishnah, I think we could prove it. Toshma. The next Mishnah talks about the additional psulim that would apply specifically to the Korban Pesach. So it says, suppose somebody shechted the Korban Pesach for people who are incapable of eating. They're sick, they're old, and they simply are unable to eat a kizayit. Now, it says in the pasuk, it's all from our parsha this week, so it's really wonderful. Ish lefi achlo tochosu al haseh. So that means ish lefi achlo, a person who is capable of eating, tochosu al haseh. The lashon of tochosu has a double meaning because tochosu means cover. That is to say, make sure there's enough people to eat the whole thing. But also the word tochos means to shecht, and therefore, tochosu al haseh means that at the time of the shechita, you need to be certain that the people that you're shechting for are capable of eating. Now, there's another thing, and that is the Korban Pesach has to be brought for people who were already in the chabura, that's called menuyin, and we're going to bring a raya to that tomorrow. So if you don't shecht for them, if you shecht it for people who are not even menuyim, you pasul it. How about if you shecht it for people who are arelim? If they're arelim, the Torah says kolorelo yochalba, and therefore you again are shechting a Korban Pesach for psul or for people who are tameim. Okay, now there are no mixtures over here. There's only one thought that you have. I'm doing this for people that don't have an appetite. I'm doing this for people who are not allowed to eat. Whatever. So we can't be talking about two separate avodas, right? And it says over there, shachato shalola ochlav, shalola menuyav, la'areilim, or tumeim. It's possible. Now over here, there's no choice. It's obviously talking about b'avodah achat, because there was only one thought. So if the end of the Mishnah, which is the continuation of this Mishnah, which we're going to have tomorrow, is talking about one avoda, so then the Reisha itself would be talking about even where the two Machshavas Lishma V'Shelo Lishma is in one Avodah. Yeah. Come on, that's a Raya. That's really a cheapo Raya. My Irem, I understand. Obviously, if you're talking about a Mishnah where there's only one thought, there's not any way to do it in two different Avodahs. Come on. If we're talking about an Aron Mishnah specifically, two thoughts, I mean, ha-kadita va-kadita. So each one is its own context. I mean, the Sefer, of course, is Bavodah Achaz. Not much choice in that, is there? But the Reisha could be either way. Could be referring to Avodah Achaz. Could be referring to Shtei Avodot. And it might be like Rebbe Meir. And then everything would be good. You still don't have a Raya. Okay. I do have a Raya, right? The next part of the next Mishnah. Well, over there, it also talks about two machshavas, all right? There I have a raya. Because the next Mishnah talks about a case where you shechted the carbon both for people who can eat and for people who cannot eat, okay? It says over there it's kosher. Now that's two machshavas within one avoda. I'll prove it to you. Say, Chidami, you think it's talking about two avodas? There ain't no such animal. Why? Because the Torah only said tochosu alaseh, which means that the shechita and only the shechita has to be done for the people who are capable of eating. And therefore, if you have a machshava, I'm going to do the zrika of this Karban Pesach for people who can't eat, and this is after you already did the shechita for people who can eat, you think you're going to passel it? No way. Ein machshavat ochlim bezrika. There's no meaning to thinking about who's going to eat it when you do the zrika sadam. The Torah is only makbid on who you're shechting it for. So therefore, you have no choice but to say we're talking about one avoda, because there is only one avoda, namely shechita. That's the only place where it's going to be meaningful, correct? Okay, and you're telling me, habavoda achas, kagon shechita, where it would be mahanya be'machsheves ochlin, there, if it would be meaningful, so then the Pesach would, in fact, be pasul. So in other words, what you're saying over there is that if it's talking about two avodas, then the reason that it's not a problem is because there are no two avodas and you didn't do anything. But that would imply, if we were talking about only the case of two avodas, that in the event that you did it by avoda achas and you included it, that the halacha would be that what? It would be pasul? Nonsense. It wouldn't be puzzle. It couldn't be puzzle. Why not? Because the din is that if you shecht both for people who can eat and for people who can't eat, the people who can eat are sufficient to be machshir the carbon. That's why not. So it's not comparable to the lishma v'shalo lishma, okay? V'kaimala miktsas orchlin lo pasla. The din is that that's simply wrong, because as long as there's one person who can eat, that is going to make the entire carbon kosher, because if you need to shecht it for that one person's kezias, there's no way to only shecht the kezias, is there? So therefore, there's no possible way for us to be learning that the way to understand the Mishnah would be the two avodas. So therefore, it's got to be referring at the very beginning to shechita. So in other words, you're saying that I'm talking about doing the shechita for people for who can eat it and who can't eat it. There, it's kosher. But in the second case, if I shecht it for people who can eat it, if it would be in two separate cases, so then it would be I do the zrika. But either way, it would be kosher. It would be kosher either because I have one person who can eat, or if it's two avodas, it's kosher because there's no machsheves of Eichlin Bezrika. That's why the Mishnah is talking about both cases. So therefore, our Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, is talking about also the same way, right? No. Again, I mean, that you can't bring a Raya from a Mishnah where there's no choice because there only is one Aveda to a Mishnah where you've got four Avedas. I mean, meaning Ire? Each one is contextual. The Sefer, you're right, could be even one aveda or two avedas for two different reasons. One because miktsa sochlin is enough, and one because there's no machsheves erchle bezrika. And the sefer could be talking about, the reish could be talking about, I mean, either b'avodachas or b'shtei avodas, you have the same question. We never get to a satisfactory resolution of Rav Papa's issue. Are we going according to Rabbi Yossi and only Rabbi Yossi, or does our Mishnah refer perfectly well to Rabbi Meir, and it's referring to two avodas? So, okay, you're going to have to keep this now in abeyance. Let's move on. Iboilo. Now, before we do this, I got to tell you, this is a very confusing mirror image, and it's absolutely adorable. There's only one case in the entire dinim of kachim where the only way that the korban is kosher is if you shecht it shelo lishma. But if you shecht it lishmo, you make the korban pasul. And where is that? That's a korban pesach. But it's a korban pesach that is being shechted not in the time of the 14th before Pesach. It's shechted sometime before Pesach, maybe 2 months before Pesach, 2 days before Pesach. So now we have an amazing halacha that a korban pesach is essentially a shlamim. And has all of the dinim of a shlamim, and except for these very special dinim, but generally speaking, it's a variation on shlamim. We learn out from an amazing pasuk, which we'll see later on, that is makshir, a korban pesach that is brought from bakar, which is absurd, because the Torah always says that it has to be brought from either sheep or goat, that it means that it could be brought for a korban that is brought from bakar, namely shlamim. From where we learn that a korban pesach during the rest of the year is in fact a shlamim, but only if you shechted it not as a pesach. But if you shechted it as a pesach at the wrong time of the year, then it's pasul because it's not at the right time for a pesach. Okay, so now we're able to take the entire thing that we've been discussing and flip it, right? In which the shelo lishmo is the thing that makes it kosher, and the lishmo is the thing that makes it pasul. And now I want to know whether it actually stacks up in the same way, and that shelo lishmo v'lishmo would be pasul the same way shelo v'shelo lishmo is pasul. And we will see why there might be a difference. So here's the Gemara's brilliant next question. Ibailu, let's say you take a pesach, and you shecht it a month before Pesach, and you shecht it with two machshavas. One is lishmo, and one is shelo lishmo. What's the din? What I want to know is it possible that the machsheva shelo lishmo, which in this case turns it into a shlamim, now makes it impossible to pasul it by making it lishmo? And therefore, having once been defined as a shlamim, maybe that cancels the machsheves lishmo, which would have pasuled it, and therefore it makes it permanently kosher. Or maybe not. Because basically, over here, we are talking about a carbon that is a real carbon shlomim. Now, I must tell you that there's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos about whether this is dependent on the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Now, on the surface, it certainly does seem to be going only according to Rabbi Yossi, right? Because if you hold like Rabbi Meir, so then the din is, we don't care about the second part of your statement. So we don't care about the second part of your statement. The part that you said that was lishmo didn't ever occur, according to Rabbi Meir. L'chora. So the only question would be, is basically the machsheva shelo lishmo, which turns the Pesach into a shlomim, does that inoculate it against becoming pasul with a machsheva, just like the shlomim would be inoculated, right? In which case, it would only work out Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. However, Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says, no, this actually works out even according to Rabbi Meir, where normally he would say tfos lashon rishon. Nonetheless, the reason that over here it would be different is because there is no such concept as a psul called lishmo by any other zevach. People look at me like you're crazy. Oy vey, I passed the carbon. I was mechashev on it lishmo. What are you, nuts? Why, that's the only way to make the carbon kosher, right? So because that concept of a psul doesn't even exist anywhere else in the dinim of Hegdash, it does not have the same power if it's coupled with another makshava, does not have the same power to passel. In which case, maybe even Rebbe Meir, we were asking, maybe even Rebbe Meir in this case, doesn't look at the initial opening of the Lishmo as being powerful enough to actually passel in the case of Shokta Lishmo. So this is a fascinating machlokas. This is obviously tangential a little bit, but as we'll see shortly, the question of how powerful a makshava is through looking at how broad its application is a very important component of the connections that we're making right now. So even though it sounds a little bit tangential the way Tosis is bringing it now, you will see as we go through the sukkah that it becomes more and more reasonable to take Tosis here as a serious question. So when Rav Dimi came along from Eretz Yisrael, he said, well, I'll tell you, I gave a solution to this question to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and I thought that I had a beautiful solution. And I said, look, basically, all that you're doing is you're mirror imaging the regular question, right? I mean, shelo lishmo v'lishmo, in the case of a pesach shelo lizmano, is the equivalent of a lishmo v'shelo lishmo in a pesach which is mizmano, right? So why would they have different halachas? So I told Rabbi Yirmiyah, look, if lishmo is what's machshir a pesach bizmano, and shelo lishmo is what's machshir a pesach shelo bizmano, then they're basically the same. So just like a shmo, which is machshir bizmano, is not going to inoculate it against the psul of shelo lishmo, because the Mishnah says lishmo v'shelo lishmo is pasul, correct? So then why would the shelo lishmo, which is the hechsher shelo bizmano, inoculate it, and machshir shelo bizmano, it's not going to be an effective inoculation, eino motzio midei lishmo, and therefore the carbon will be pasul, because all you did was you inverted the words. I mean, but it's basically the same thing. Lishmo here is the equivalent of shelo lishmo by a normal pesach bizmano, and shelo lishmo is the equivalent of the word lishmo. So I don't even get, like, why is this such a big issue? And Rabbi Yirmiyah said to me, no, because you're not taking something very important into consideration. Lo. Because imamarta b'shelo lishmo, I could say, yes, shelo lishmo is powerful enough to passel a carbon pesach that had started to be brought lishmo. Correct. But you know why? Because that concept of shelo lishmo applies to every single carbon in the Torah. Now, albeit it doesn't passel every single carbon in the Torah, but it does create a situation that very, very deeply impacts every carbon in the Torah, namely, that if you bring a carbon that is shelo lishmo, even though it's kosher, the owner is going to have to rebring that carbon because it's not olah lebaalim l'shem chovah, as the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us. And therefore, it's a very powerful psul. And maybe there it's enough to destroy the opening gambit of the lishmo. But you can't say the same thing about a machsheves lishmo, which is pasul, and you're going to say, well, it's the equivalent of shelo lishmo. It is not. It is not, because it doesn't occur anywhere else. You show me one other place where lishmo is a problem instead of a solution. So therefore, it's not noig b'kol hazvachim, ela b'pesach b'vad. This is the singular case. How can you compare the power of that machshava to a machsheva shelo lishmo? So I beg to disagree with you. And therefore, the question was a very valid question. Anyway, do we have a definitive approach on it or not? May have Allah. So right now, the question stands. Omar Rava, I'll prove it to you. Pesach sheshachto b'shar yomot hashana. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo. I'll prove to you it's kosher, actually. Same way, Rabbi Yirmiyah tainted that it is inoculated. Why is that? Because consider, a normal carbon Pesach, if I hadn't thought anything, is actually omed lishmo. And that's called stomo lishmo. Without any machshava whatsoever, the carbon as it is ome to be a carbon Pesach. And therefore, had I not said anything, it's still a carbon Pesach. Nonetheless, if I shechted shelo lishmo, the fact that it stood on its own as a carbon Pesach was not something that prevented the shelo lishmo coming and actually taking it away from its status of lishmo. And because of that, it's the inverse case. If I shecht it when it is lishmo, v'shelo lishmo, nonetheless, what's the din? Ati shelo lishmo, umafik lemide lishmo. When I do that, I am able to take the machsheves lishmo that I gave it, the shelo lishmo is still going to take it out of its status of lishmo. So you see from there that if we assume that without having any machshava at all, the stam is the equivalent of having said that it is already a korban Pesach. So then if it would have been done as a shlomim, every time I do it as a shlomim, it's exactly the same as doing it first le Pesach and then a shlomim, because it was always first the Pesach, because it was always omed lishmo. So you see from there that that's the normal case. If I give it both for a Pesach and then as not for a Pesach, shelo lishmo, that the fact is it should be kosher. There you go. That's what I say. Says the Gemara, that's crazy. I don't understand. You don't think that there's a difference between something being stam, a korban Pesach, or the Kohen having said that it's a korban Pesach? I mean, if the Kohen says, not at the time of the Pesach, this is for a Kohen Pesach, Korban Pesach, that is a psul. The fact that I shechted it without any machshava, all you could say is that I didn't make it kosher by making it a shlomi. But I didn't dedicate it to being a Korban Pesach, which makes it kosher. How can you think it's the same thing? Listen, I'm going to prove to you that just because something is omed stam in one direction does not mean that it's the equivalent of having been miyuchet through the machshav of the Kohen for that purpose. Okay, let me prove it to you. So, you don't think there's a difference between saying something and not saying something and just leaving it lishma? Let's take the case in the next Mishnah of if you shech the korban lo'ochlav v'shelo lo'ochlav. Over there, it's kosher. And if he shechs it, shalola ochlov, only shalola ochlov, it's possible. Now, why don't we say, what do you mean? If you shechted it shalola, I mean, according to your logic, if he shechted it shalola ochlov, the Pesach was stam lo ochlov, so then by adding shalola ochlov, it should be just as kosher as if he had said beferish lo ochlov and shalola ochlov, no? So how did it get to be possible just because you said shalola ochlav, where the carbon had announced itself, minastam, I am a Pesach, which is omed lo ochlav, comes along Mr. Puny Human and adds shalola ochlav. So what? And yet, the Mishnah says it makes a big difference. So obviously, stama is not the equivalent of the determination, bal peh, because shiny echad yomar me echad lo yomar, same thing as you're over here. The fact that the Pesach is stama lishmo doesn't mean the same as if he said the same Pesach. I'm sorry. Says Rava, I'm sorry to you, my friend. The fact that a Pesach is omed lo ochlav is meaningless. It's not the same as being omed lishmo. Because think about it, okay? Think about it. You're going to say, this Pesach is omed lo ochlav. Tell me, give me the names of the ochlav. Give me the names. What do you mean? I'll give you the names here. I'm take it out. It's all on my iPad. These are all the guys that ended up being menuyim on the Pesach. That's what is meant by la'ochlav. Really now? And what happens if tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, all of these guys manage to unregister themselves and register themselves on a different carbon Pesach, and now the list on your iPad is from a bunch of new people who bought out these people? Isn't that still considered to be a perfectly valid carbon? Yeah. Okay, so then you can't tell me that a Karban Pesach is Stam Oimed for these people. I mean, these people have a right to change their minds at any time, sell their section off if they want, or just be mafker, whatever they want, right? So, Midi Ira, you're calling the din of Stam Ala Ochlin a proof? Bishlama Hasam, I understand that if I don't say at the time of Shechita that it's a Karban Pesach, it stands for a Karban Pesach. And its stomach is vaday lishmo. I made this a Karban Pesach 3 months ago. So what, now I'm shechting it before Pesach, so now automatically I undid that? No. There's no change. But over here, what are you going to tell me? Every Karban Pesach is omed to be eaten by these people. Not true. Dilma mimashkei hani. These guys can unregister themselves. They can withdraw. V'yati achrinu mimnei aluyim. They can sell their portion to somebody else or whatever. And it says in the Mishnah Beferish, Nimnimu Moshchimet Yodeim Imenu Ad Sheyishachet. This can be done until the very last moment. So that means you cannot be Koveya. The carbon is saying, Stoma, it's for these people. It is not Stoma for these people.